It says, quote, such work has triggered protests from social conservatives and others who fear the blurring of the species line. Now this is what they're doing, quote, invoking the image of the chimera of Greek mythology. Now, when I see words that I don't understand, chimera, I want to know what it is. Now, I want to tell you what it is. It is the fire-breathing she-monster in Greek mythology, having a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent tail. Now, I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. This is a mad generation. These powers that were cast out of the Shemayim, when Shatan rebelled against Yahweh, they all have the same state of claim to be gods. And these are some of the most grotesque things they have. They, even their form has been contorted. I believe that they are beings of reality. And it's one thing that Shatan has always done. We can see it in Scripture. He has always dealt with the frailty of the mind of man. Yahweh said, if you do it, you're not going to surely die. And so man says we will create our own class and race of beings. That's what they're doing. Because there's an oblation, or they're offering up their mad offering to their God. They're looking everywhere for God. They're not setting up discovery here or next month out there looking for a rock off the moon. They're trying to find their spirituality. That's what they're doing. They're trying to find their God and identify with him, whether you believe that or not. If you think this is in the benefit of science, they tell you it's for man, but it's for them to find their place. And they will never find it, because they're not going to find it in the space. It's only going to be found in Torah, the truth of Yahweh. They're not going to find it there. And I will not be surprised as the creatures and the beings that man has created, and the embryonic cell research and the minds. And what they're doing, brothers and sisters, you all better hear me. As I said to you all some time ago, Yahweh has put this urgency in my heart, because I know they're taking these same genes. They're cloning these embryonic cells, and they're taking these cells and putting it to produce certain crops, corn and wheat, to resist certain kind of diseases. And we're eating that. Yahweh did not make man to eat man. That cow out there is not a carnivora. It is a beast that eats grass. We have mad cow disease. Why? Because if you feed a cow, it's going to grow mad. You're not going to survive on eating human flesh. And that's what they've done. They have altered the very seed sowing of Yahweh, because every seed after its kind yield forth seeds. He did not make anything hybrid. He made everything to be just what it was in his natural state. And every seed after it kind, it yielded seed after it kind. And what this demented mind says today, we're going to alter that. And because of that, we have so many diseases in the soil. It is the mad professor. We were kids that were moving like the mad professor, like Dr. Frankenstein, that produced Dr. Frankenstein that produced Frankenstein. We had those kinds of people. Or the mummies, something like that. You know, that's as much as we got back then. And it was a preparation in us to prepare our children for the opening of the spiritual powers of darkness that will literally come down, present themselves, overtake their minds and their personality, and your sons and daughters will become mad. Children today are mad. They will boom, boom, boom their mom and their daddy. It makes no difference at all. Just a week after my natural kinsman was killed there in Charlotte, a boy right there in Concord, his daddy, 17 years old, I don't know what it was, he go boom, 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 shot and kill his daddy, 39 years old. And so they train us to bring them up, not in the fear of Yahweh, but under the power of darkness. And that's why you have the proliferation of illegitimacy and babies born out of wedlock. The women giving themselves over unto this god of Aphrodite, this sexual thing, this perverted madness. They are concluding what they call the World Cup soccer. It is one of the most watched events in the world. They come from every nation under the sun, and they are there in Germany. They bring in prostitutes from every country for every taste and every pleasure of a man's lust. They bring them from China, from Russia. They bring young girls and they bring them like that for men to endure whatever perverted, twisted, mad mentality they have. The cup of Babel. They're drinking from this cup of violence. They do not care about ripping a little child like that, her organs, her bodily parts. They do not care about ripping her to pieces. They have no compunction with that. Well, that's just a small fragment. You are drastically sick. There's a tremendous population of that. Women today have gone from that natural sensitivity of being a woman and being feminine the way Yahweh made her to be this reprobateous, vile creature, instead of being something aesthetically pleasing to the man. She's become like a raven beast of the field, just like Watson gets out of the cow out there and drop his semen just for a beast. And so she reduced herself down to nothing. And I'm not even a pleasure in them anymore. So men today, they're looking for children. Why? Because they're innocent. They have no fight. Don't you understand that a child represents all that? You're considered like hypocrites. You that are listening to me, this is the reality I'm preaching. Because they're innocent little things. You saw that little girl, every time I get up, she will run to me. I don't care where. I know she's coming. When I'm at home, she's going to come. I hear this little knock. Yeah, it's her. She come. Give you a hug, Pastor Robin. Because there's such a little innocence. I look in her little eyes when I pick up like that. Such a beautiful little innocence. Beautiful little spirit. Because they're children. And that's what these perverts are looking for. That's the madness of this generation. This is from this drunk, this wine. Come on. Come on. That little baby like that. It's a madness. Because women have gone away from their natural proclivity to be a woman. To be the helpmate. She's everything but that. And so they esteem these dogs in the world. These mad, twisted-minded women that are having babies by every man. Every man, they're producing babies. They're in vitro and all kinds of from sperm banks. They're doing everything. It's a madness today. It's not of Yahweh. Woman can't bear children. She just suffered that shame. Can't bear no children. She just suffered the shame. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's what you do. Suffer the shame. Period. And now they have made inroads because of the madness of man. They're trying to defy Yahweh. And they're doing things that way. But Yahweh says, that's all right. I've raised up a people that they're going to take care of you that fear Yahweh. Because you haven't trusted me like you should. Your heart hasn't been faithful. I'm going to begin a series on next week. I want you all to hear it. You that are listening, it may be two or three messages. I'm not going to continue on this one because I want to lay the foundation. If you love Yahweh, you will dig deeper. You will search Scripture and see if I'm telling you a lie. See if these things actually add up. But there's something I want to begin next week. Wednesday night, I want to teach something. I don't want to ask you the question, is it true? All right. And if it's true, then why would you charge Yahweh? And so we have this madness of this mentality today, brothers and sisters. They have prostitutes in Germany from all over the world. All over. Well, the prostitutes are not making money like they should because there's so much free stuff to get. No one is buying it. And so the prostitutes are actually complaining because they say, well, Germany has a very liberal democracy policy whereby we can sell our wares. Oh, it's in the world, brothers and sisters. You'd be surprised what the ones 8, 9, 10, 11 year old, what the years old, what they know. Because you don't pay attention, you don't know what your children know. Because you don't take no time, you don't know what they're saying. That's just the truth. That's why you don't know what Yahweh is saying because you don't pay attention to him. That's why you don't comprehend what he's saying because you don't care what he says. That's why your situation is the way it is. Say what you want. You charge anyone you want to. But that's why. We cannot progress because we don't hear what he's saying. We can't understand what he's saying. We don't give our minds over to what he is speaking. It is his word that form our minds and shape them, brothers and sisters. Nothing else. Nothing else. And so they're creating their gods in this hour. They're creating their own gods. Their own beings that they're going to worship, that they're going to defy Yahweh. That's what Shaitan did. Defy him. And from that conception of defiance, this madness began. You know the rest of the story. There were two born unto Adam and Eve, right? With them one called Cain and Abel. And Abel slew Cain. Abel slew Cain. Huh? And Cain slew Abel. The madness from the beginning. We saw this battle. And we saw this one rise up. And his mama, he marries his mama. And he builds this tower that he calls Babel. Babel. And that's what we're doing today. See, you marry your mama's religion and your mama's traditions. You're not engaged unto Yahweh. Well, mama said that I was brought up to Baptist. Well, that when you're going, you're going into the darkness of Baptist too. That mama's way perish with her flesh. And daddy's too. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let every man be a liar. Let everything that Yahweh says is the truth. That is the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, scripture says they were mad at HaMashiach because he did that which was righteous, wasn't it? Now, I want you to turn to Yokohana, John chapter 10, 19. Hallelujah, Yahweh. John 10, 19, it says, there was a certain division, and there was a division because HaMashiach declared who he was. He says, you're not going to even know the power of Yahweh and the strength of his truth, but by me. You know why people reject that? They will reject HaMashiach and the renewed covenant. And yet they have no understanding of Yahweh without the prophets. John chapter 10 verse 19. They have no revelation or no understanding of Yahweh without the prophets. And so as HaMashiach began to speak of things concerning him, his purpose, it says in verse 19, and there was a division therefore again among the Yahudim, the Yotim, for these sin, because of what he says, because of what he had said. And look at this. And many of them said, he has a shot, he has a devil. He's full of a demon. And is mad. Why hear you him? Now, we never think we speak to Yahweh like that. When we speak it, I'm not going to hear that. He's not going to tell me that. I'm not that way. He's not talking to me. You've never said that. You've never spoken that way. He's not talking to me. That's not for me. I'm not going to receive that. That's this generation today. They said that HaMashiach, that he's mad. He's a fool, what they said. He's insane. He's foolish. He has a shot. He has a demon. He is controlled by the influence of a demon power. He has no understanding. No, Yahweh is going to show his madness and his rage when he poured down his wrath upon a mad, wicked generation. Well, Pastor Roberts, I just don't believe that. I don't believe in this Yahweh stuff. That's all right. But Yahweh has given me a sure sign. He has given me the sign that it is appointed. It is appointed. See, you're born, but there's an appointment. Death. And after that judgment, you will find out. It's not long off. And your life is as a vapor smoke anyway. It's not long. How old are you, Elder Martin? 63. Those years, boy, it seemed like yesterday. Just, did they fly by? How old are you, old man? I'm quite sure it's been a long stagnant. Those years they've been slow in coming. Just like night. That's how they're flown by. And so you will come to that ultimate test. Whether he is a liar or whether he is the truth. Whether this is authentic or just some kind of false, disillusional trash that these corrupted men have made up. It is the truth. It is the truth. And that's what Yahweh tries to convey unto us in the midst of this mad generation. He says to you, they will rise up because I've established them. Why? Because the scripture must be fulfilled. We that are justified by Yahweh, we must live by faith. Though he slay me, I will still trust him. We're going to find out whether you truly trust him. And he has ordained all these things to me. And he has opened up this corridor of this madness today. It's a madness like never before upon the face of the earth. And it has come because we have disobeyed Yahweh. We have denied his Torah. We have rejected that. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy. I want to read a little bit of this article here before Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to show you something in this article. The very plight and the hardship and the cursed land and the cursed ground. And we think that our land is blessed. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that the land of America is not blessed. Do you understand the blessing of Yahweh? It is the fullness of His shalom. It is the fullness of His joy and His happiness. When you don't have that, I don't care. You can ride in a car longest from here to 151. That means nothing. That is not the blessing of Yahweh. You can have a house and you can sit 10 of these tabernacles. And you can have one like Bill Gates' house, 60,000 square foot of space. And it's still not enough for him and a wife and two children. That means nothing. That's not the blessing of Yahweh. And as mad as the Babylon has deceived the people, they think they're blessed because they can wear a $1,000 Pierre Cardin suit. That's not blessed. $1,500 shoes. That's not blessed. I could buy a whole lot of shoes for that. A whole lot of outfits too. I could have Sister Robert sewn until Hamashiach come with that kind of money. I want to read a little bit of this for you. This is from this is out of the Associated Press, and it is from El Fasha, Sudan. It says, Miriam Ibrahim thought she had seen it all. You'll hear that. 3 years of violence, during which her Darfur home was invaded twice, days in hiding, as gunmen roamed the field. Now, they roamed the field to rape these women, to kill their husbands. They literally destroy the husbands. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, you are under the slave trade, that most of the men that they would kill, they would simply take the women and the young children. But the men they would destroy, they would kill them. They brought to this nation 2 or 3 women to every one man. And what they did with the men, they were used as studs and bulls just to make babies, to sell on the blocks. That's what they were made for. They would not take these large, aggressive men on the ship. They would kill them. They would literally destroy them. And so the men of great size, the women that had some meat on their bones, because most of the people didn't even make the passage. We throw them out to the sharks. There's events I've read that the hyenas, they gorge themselves on human flesh. So many people dying. As they walked them hundreds of miles and fed them very little, they would drop them down, the hyenas and the lion, they would just quick. And they gorge themselves. You tell me that's not a madness? This nation has been built upon madness. She is the strength of Pavola. She is the home of Pavola. She is the heart of Pavola. She detests everything that is righteous and everything that is truth. So the hyenas and the beasts of the wild, they will gorge on these bodies, the babies, and these women that were forced march for miles and miles without water, without food. And they will take them to different parts of the world and sell them, especially the United States, to bring them here. And they will sell them. And many times they were sold because, listen to me, they were sold for sexual perverted gratification of the young women. They were sold for that purpose. These perverts will look at them for their own pleasures. But why do you think you have so many different shades of color in here? You hypocrites can think the way you want them. It's just a fact. We're something, aren't we? You get excited about trash. It doesn't offend you. It doesn't offend you when someone lie on a brother or sister. You're not offended. But we get a little perturbed when we deal with the actual things that are taking place in this damned up wicked country. I don't know you get offended because that's in you. That's the kind of trash in you. You will resort back to that. Well, I don't get offended with truth. When truth touches me, I bless Yahweh for it. And I can't hide things that have existed. I don't care whether you like it, who's listening. It is just the truth. And we deal with that. Why? Because if we are the true seed of Israel, those things are not in you. And if you're not, you have the spirit of Babel. And you want to protect those kind of wicked things. And so they would bring these little girls into America, these young daughters that made the voyage, some 10, 12, 13 years old, and these corrupt-minded men, these forceful slave drivers, they would take pleasures with them. They would use them for their own thing.
And then the little girls have babies, the mulatto children, and make them the house niggers. That's just it. They would take care of the things in the house. They got the better job. Whether we buy that or not, it's just the truth. You can't reject history and fact. And they will make them house niggers. And that's what they will be. They will actually take care of the house. And then one old mommy dad, the one that the baby was by, she had good titty milk. When his missy had the baby, she didn't want the baby sucking on her titty. You know some of your daughters have got when the baby first sucked your titty, you know, you get a little, oh, that hurts, that ouch. So what they would do, they would put her down, and the baby would suck mommy's titty. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. This is the madness of this nation. It's been based upon madness and thievery, destruction, destroying. That's why it's not an easy thing for America to go to Iran and destroy the families and the homes. It's not a tough thing for them to do that. That's why the mentality of these soldiers over there, they want to get the job done. Can I tell you something? America's more of a terrorist than those folks over there. Because they keep a perpetual fear in the hearts of these ignorant, stupid-minded people in America. The economy causes you to fear. You don't know if you're going to lose your job. You don't know whether you're going to have a job tomorrow. They are terrorists. They are the perpetrator of terrorism in this country here. They keep you woe out, scared, frightened. You don't know. So afraid that you won't do right because your job requires you to disobey Yahweh. So you obey the job instead of Yahweh. So America it is the fortress of terrorism. That's what she does. Terrorize the people. Everybody terrorize. Gas go up a dollar. They don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to trust in Yahweh. Put it in Messiah's hands. I'm going to put it in Yahweh's hands. He'll make it all right. Sure he will. So this nation has not been based upon the principles of the daughter of Yahweh. And any time a nation is not based upon that, then it's based upon death and destruction. And there's a madness. There's a madness that overtakes that nation. What we see happening in Mogadishu and Darfur. Sometimes I look at the whole continent of Africa, and I can't find one place on there whereby there's it is shalom. Death everywhere. Every country there. You can go to Benin, Togo, Guyana. The pastor from Guyana called me this morning. I couldn't hear him. I could hear him, but he couldn't hear me. And I was reading this morning whereby the fascists, there was a battle there yesterday, just the governments, because they're so corrupt. The love of money. You can look at that whole nation, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, I don't care. Wherever you look, the whole country is riddled with death and poverty. Well, we in America think we're blessed because we're not going through what they're going through. The mindset of this nation is so cursed, so twisted. It has no concept of Yahweh. It is a greedy, fat, unrighteous nation. It is a unclean thing. It is not a clean nation. It is a vile, self-righteous nation of madness. It is the purveyor of every kind of madness and every kind of death. Come from this country. It is the greatest arms sellers of all world, and yet it goes and blows this man to hell, the smithering, destroy his infrastructure, and she sells more weapons than anyone. She is the conduit of death throughout the world. She established Mr. Zarqawi and Mr. Bin Laden, takes down Zarqawi, and then arises Mr. Zawari. And she's the one that armed the Mujahideens there in Afghanistan. She raised Mr. Saddam to power, gave him weapons to fight against the Ayatollah of Iran. And we're such an ignorant nation of people. We go by emotions. She's a damnable wicked nation. Her trashy ways. She is. That's why Yahweh say, come out of her. Just, I'm here, but I'm not of it. I will not be a part of her principles and her practices. Not at all. She had Mr. Mossadegh. He was the governor and prime minister of Iraq in the 40s. He was. Do you all hear me? If you do any research, I've done this. Iran was a democracy. What we call a democracy. Mr. Mossadegh said when they began the British conglomerates, the oil, the petroleums in America. He said, you're taking all the wealth out. We got to keep the clans. We got to give the tribesmen some. Leave us some of the money. I tell you what, we want to take this much. And when he did that, they rose up this little effeminate puppet called the Shah of Iran, who basked himself in great riches. And when he left Iran, when they kicked him out, when Ayatollah stood up that day, said, I am the Ayatollah. They kicked that man out on a yacht. It was probably 200 feet long, 200 or 300 feet long. He had a mansion on the sea. I remember this so vividly as he roamed the waters of the Black Sea, finding who was going to take him back. Billions of dollars. You've seen it throughout the world. They've done that. And then this man called the Ayatollah stands up. I remember watching him that day getting off the Air France. It's long beard. He declared, I am the Ayatollah. And that is God with you. And I believe that God was with them. This psychotic mentality. And for 25 years, there has never been any kind of diplomatic relationship with America and Iran. And then you have this Mr. Ahmadinejad stands up and say, I will burn you with fire. And I will seek to burn you with fire as you seek to dominate the world. That's a madness. Isn't the bully always the most maddest one, the most deranged and the twisted insane one? And it just takes someone to pop inside his head. I remember as a young boy, that was a fellow by the name of Charlie Jackson. I was telling Brother Dale one day. And of course, Charlie Jackson, he was bigger than me. And he would cause trepidation to your heart. He was a bully. And one Saturday morning, I'll never forget, because we would go up to the park and we would skate around the basketball court, because I was an excellent skater back then. We just skate all day long. We leak early in the morning. One Saturday morning, about 10, Charlie was there. He was big. And I didn't want to fight Charlie because he took too much energy. And so that Saturday morning, I believe it was Andre McCarroll and some of the others, Eric Harris and all of them, we were skating and back skating and all that, just skating. And all of a sudden, old Charlie comes. And he's going to disrupt everything. And I said, that's it. I'm sick of Charlie. That's it. No more. Period. You won't do this no more. And I walked up to him, and I fired him up beside his head. Yeah, I did. I tried to break his eye. Sick of you. You're always disrupting us. And when I did that, I fired on him again. And when I did that, he broke down and started crying. You mean I've been afraid of this little wimpy thing all this time? And that's all it took. Well, when I realized what strength I had over him then, he was in bad shape then. Of course, I made him run on home then. Go home. He went home too. And see, America, the roost is going to come to roost in this nation. It is. No, I'm not telling you to pick up no arms against it, because you'll be wrong. Yahweh is going to establish, he's already established a madness to rise up in this nation. I'm not picking up a 45 or nothing against it. I'm not trying to blow up no Sears Tower or even a water tank. Do you understand? Yahweh has done this. And he's going to cause it to happen in this nation. That's why he calls in the mindset this madness to be pervasive over all today. It's a nation full of madness. We can't think right. We get mad when we think. We get mad when something is complicated. We get mad when something is difficult. We get mad when things don't go our way. We get mad when things go our way. We get mad when we don't understand things like that. We get mad when we don't like things. It's a nation of madness, isn't it? Just a nation of madness. Because it has drank from the cup of Babel. It's full of a drunkenness, of a wine, or violence. What kind of mindset does it take for young boys? I guarantee those young boys that got killed there in New Orleans, the one that killed them with their age too, 16, 17, and they're unconscious. I guarantee you, they probably saw them pull up. They were in another SUV, and the people know who did it. They jumped out of that bad boy, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. And they says, whoa, look, what's up, baby? And they went, poop, 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 poop. And they all stepped and said, poop, 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 poop. And they saw them body. That's what they saw. You get hit with that kind of fire, the body's going to move. And then you saw the body. I guarantee you that's how the bodies were going. I guarantee you that's what the head. And they just pumped him and said, poop, 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 poop. He got it, poop, 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 poop. He walks and said, poop, 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 poop. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's ride. Let's ride. That's how they do it. And I guarantee you, there was someone sitting there. Whoa! What's up, baby? Look at that! And they all hit the ground, and they all saw it. I'm telling you the truth. Wasn't there, but that's how it happened.
I don't know that many people got jobs in those neighborhoods. They're trying to clean up the raggedy place. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So let me finish this. She was hiding from government room in the field, preventing her, look at this now, from planting her crop and making her family dependent on food relief. She couldn't even plant the crops because the gunmen, they are looking, they're raping, they're destroying. Whether they're 5, 6, 7 years old, it makes no difference. They got the mentality of the young virgins like that. Men that have AIDS, it is the cure for AIDS. They have their voodoo, their witchcraft practices. They do that. And you got the punks here in America, the homosexuals in this perverted community here, they spread it continuously. That's what they do. But she faced a new calamity last month when triplets doubled her children in numbers. She had three, she had triplets. Now listen to this. I wasn't expecting it. It was so difficult. The tall, quiet. It was a picture of her. She was very quiet spirit on the woman. You could see that. 28-year-old said, recalling, spending nearly 24 hours in labor in her hut. Not just a hut, dirt floor, no water, nothing there. Assisted by a midwife. Stress, and hunger left her with no milk for the newborn. She had nothing there. Nothing to eat. America, your kingdom is coming down. You've been filling your people with all of this greediness, but your kingdom is coming down. You may send your mantra, your rebelliousness against Yahweh, but she's coming down. Your kingdom is coming down. You see, we just, as the kingdom of Yahweh dwells in us, we have this Babel kingdom too. So it's coming down. They were beginning to starve when a doctor with the UN Children Fund found them 2 weeks ago in their town. Milit, and brought them 30 miles south to a feeding center in El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur. When they were found, Farah weighed just 5 pounds. Her sister, Fardas, was smaller. The smallest was Fazah, weighed 3 pounds, 5 ounces. Her head, listen now, her head still looked huge in contrast to her tiny trunk. And her twig-like arms, legs covered by distinct skin, just a little putrefying little thing there. That's what it is. In this nation, with the madness, they have parrots so mad that they go in a rage to get their young and things that never benefit them spiritually. They're so mad that they're driven by the madness of their children. And they're driven by that. This nation is that way. And there's no people like the ones they call the Africans. Other black ones in this country. They spent all of their money foolishly. Telephones. Everybody got to have a cell. So ignorant. Shoes and straightening their hand. Putting that mess in their heads. That's what they do. And clothes. And baby clothes. Because they want their babies to have the better clothes than this one. That is so stupid. Well, some man over there in China sold that piece of trash. She says, Robert sold better than them. And yet they're caught up with that. I got to have me a sale so everybody can see that. What's up, baby? Yo, who are you talking to? Nobody. They got a text. Text what? They've actually caused some people to lose their sensitivity. No, I don't want to text nobody. I don't want any of that trash. I just use it when I'm out there for an emergency. Not for that. I don't need to use it. Causing cancer and tumors. I want to show you something, saints. Let me finish this right quick. No, let me read this in Deuteronomy. I will read this. Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 20, verse 27. It says this. Now, Yahweh's talking to Israel about their disobedience here. Devarim 28, 27. Yahweh will smite you with boils of Egypt and with emeralds. Now, that's tumors, brothers and sisters. If you look that up, now, this is a nation that so many people have tumors today, don't they? It's a nation of tumors.
The women of color, they're filled with tumors. Every time you turn around, they got tumors. Tumors. Something is going wrong, brothers and sisters. There's a madness in this country. There's a way that you've eaten that thing that you put in your body we should have never put there. We have disobeyed the dietary law of Yahweh. We have abandoned that. That's the truth. Now that's what this is. But this madness, they don't care. They'll sell you anything because it's a love of money. So they say imrods or tumors and with scabs and with itching. Whereof, look now, it says this, whereof you cannot be healed. They cut them out and you still can't be healed. That's the truth. We might as well deal with the reality. And everybody in here knows someone or familiar with someone that has done that because of our ignorance. And they cut them out and they still come back. The cancerous diseases, there's nothing, brothers. I want to tell all of you all with these cellular telephones, it is a proven fact. There's nothing more death-fying to your psyche, your mind, than putting them things in your ear. Period. And they got everybody on them now. Even brothers and sisters, they have the ability when you went to the movie house to make you buy popcorn and soda. Don't you understand what they're doing? Do we not understand what just came out with Mr. President Bush, how they millions of telephone calls and they literally, I was reading the other day where they literally, they got these, that they have these companies that actually know everything about you there to know, even you don't know. And they sell this to the government everywhere. It's a mad generation. It's mad. And they're causing cancerous diseases and tumors. These youngers that they bought, you see them all the time plow onto their head. Yeah, we never intended for these radioactive and these radio shocks to in our mind and our brains like that. He never did, brother and sisters. It has caused more detriment and madness than anything. It's nothing like a woman living here in this city and one living in Georgia and they talking on telephone. All of a sudden, there's a madness that arises because of that thing. That thing has created more madness and it has proliferated the spirit of madness more than anything, hasn't it? Say what you will of me. He creates a hellish madness. Well, no, you said this. No, I'm gonna let me tell you something, baby. I told you to tell. No, I'm gonna tell. No, honey, baby, I'm talking to you. It's just the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh never intended to be that way. He said, "Wherefore you cannot be healed." Verse 28. Yahweh shall smite you with gladness. With what? Now, who's gonna do that? Yahweh's gonna smite you with madness. And blindness and astonishment. They drink the wine of astonishment. He's going of Lev. Why? And you shall grope at noonday as the blind grope in the darkness. And you shall all prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. This nation is not prospering. The people of Yahweh are not prospering. We are shallow. We are weak. We are continuously eating from the destitute. Drinking milk. We can't grow up. We can't mature in the Ruah of Yahweh. He said, you shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall only be oppressed and spoil. How long? All the days of your life. You look up that word evermore. All the days of your life. And what's at the last part of that? And I will save you. And no man what? Shall what? Nobody's going to save you. You're not going to reject Yahweh's truth. There's a madness. I want to close with an example of this madness, how it affects us in this hour in a way like no other way. There's a madness. It is the spirit of Babel. You cannot reject the Torah of Yahweh. You cannot reject his mitzvahs. You cannot reject his mishpatim, his judgments, his truths. You cannot reject his statutes. His statutes keep you in line of what he instructs you to walk in. So he gives us things to say, now you can't do that. Stay within the context of this. That's why he gives us the Shabbat. And he means for us to keep it with great reverence. You lay aside everything. Everything. It is an example. It is a sure sign of the people of Yahweh and him, the Shabbat. That's what he has given us. Not this pagan Sunday. Not tomorrow, the first day of the week. But the Shabbat. His name is the most valuable thing to him. I don't care the past we've used, Lord God, Jesus. It is all wrong. When you hear the truth, you don't harden your heart. You don't reject the truth. You don't provoke Yahweh. So we receive his truth. We acknowledge that. We obey it because it is the truth. Let me read this for you. In 2 Peter,
I want to close from here. There is more, but I want to close with this. We are people that get too weary, and I'm not closing because you're weary, because it makes no difference. But I want to read this. There's nothing for me to live for but to put to please Yahweh. I want my life to be sober. I want to be very diligent. I want to be about Yahweh's business. I want to please Him in everything. Now that's my purpose of life. Nothing else. There's no other purpose or the reason to live. Nothing else. I want to show something on Wednesday night in Scripture. Prepare yourself. If you want to argue with Yahweh. Because I want to ask you all a question on Wednesday. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But it says this in Kephar, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. I want to begin. I want to show you the strength of the Spirit. And the reason why the Spirit is induced in this generation and why it dominates and is predominant. Yahweh says, but these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, this is a generation that speak evil of the things that they understand not. You've never done that, have you? You spoke evil, or you spoke with dissent about something you didn't even understand. You had no knowledge or no revelation about that. And you spoke evil of that. You spoke evil against truth and you didn't even know or had no concept of what it was. And shall utterly perish in someone else's corruption. In your own corruption. You're going to perish in your own corruption. You're without any kind of excuse. They shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And shall receive the reward of the unrighteous as they that count it pleasure to indulge in the daytime. He says they are spots. They are and blemishes. Now this what they do, they sporting themselves with their own deceit or deceivings while they feast with you. They sporting themselves. They love laughter. They love to play and they love to mock. That's why I say to all brothers and men, when you stand here, it's not a place for to be humorous. It's a place to be sober. It's not to generate any laughter. You get enough of that in your own folly during the day. But they sport themselves about, I don't believe that. Oh, honey, I don't believe that. I'm going to do my thing. No, you say what you want to. You always say they're nothing but brute beasts. They're meant to be taken, to be destroyed. He says they have eyes full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin. Beguiling unstable souls. Having a love or a heart of greed. They have exercised covetous practices. They're so greedy and so wicked. Don't you all see how the enemy continues to strengthen your own covetousness? We can never have enough, can we? The heart is never satisfied. Hell and the grave is never satisfied. Neither is the heart of man ever satisfied or pleased. That's why he needs to be transformed and renewed. He said, covetous practice, children under a curse, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking out with a man's voice, he forbade. He said to that man, he forbade the madness of this prophet. The madness, the insanity. And Yahweh speaks to us in a man's voice to forbid us of the madness that we have allowed to overtake us. The spiritual madness, that the things of Yahweh, they're not relevant. They have no place in our love. They're not important to us. And Yahweh calls a dumb ass to show him how ignorant he was. And he takes a dumb ass, one like me, that has no qualities, nothing that is sensual to his use. And yet he takes a dumb ass and clean him up and put his truth in the man's heart, that he may speak to us and forbade us, or to tell us this madness that you've allowed to overtake you, it is not of Yahweh. You've allowed this madness that you get angry with him. You become hostile toward him. Do you not understand when Yahweh commands you, you're not willing to obey that and you find reason not to do it? Don't you understand that there's a madness against him? When he instructs you and you reject that, don't you know that's a madness? When he tells the young man, the young daughter, to obey their parents in Hamashiach, to obey them to have rule. When he tells you parents to train them, he tells you husbands to love your wife, wives to obey your husbands in all things. When you get offended, don't you know there's a madness there? Do you not realize that? And you become hostile toward him. And you try to make reason or excuse not to do it. You're a fool. That's what the fool says. He loves to sport. Fool loves to play. It's a madness in those that love folly. I will read that. It's a madness. He goes on to say that this ass forbade or told this fool, this prophet, don't go that way. Verse 17, he said, these are wells without waters, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. They will always walk in darkness. There will be a mist of darkness about them. When you find someone with that mist of darkness, there's a mist of darkness that is reserved for them. Their minds are misty. Can I explain that a little to you? When your mind rejects what Yahweh says, because you don't perceive it that way. And the reason you don't perceive it that way, you don't judge it according to Scripture. As to what Scripture says, what Torah teaches. Don't you know that there's a seed of darkness there in you? And you will never understand or come to the power, the truth, or the life. And we do that all the time. And it's wickedness, it's wrong. It's not of Yahweh. It's not of Yahweh. You cannot, when you come to this truth, put your hand to the plow and turn your back away from it. Say, I don't want that. I don't believe that. You're not even fit for the kingdom. And there is a place of darkness reserved for you forever. That there will never be a contact, an association with Yahweh. And this generation has no touch and no feel of Yahweh. The old men are mad and foolish. The young ones are ignorant and foolish. Wives are foolish. Husbands are mad. Because the Torah is not the strength of their life. There's no love for Torah. They justify themselves in their own self-righteousness. And they will not allow the Torah to judge them. And to show them every fallacy in their heart. And they make reason for their ways to accommodate their ways. And they reject what Scripture says. This is this generation because it's one of madness. We will not hear what Yahweh said. We say, that's mad. What Hamashiach said, that's madness. When you don't receive it, you say, he's madness. I know I read that. And we think that they only said it, but you say it. I tell you what, on Wednesday night we'll find out whether you believe he's mad. And so to think that we don't respond to him the same way is wrong. Because that's the way we respond to him. And it's not the right. And Yahweh says, that's all right. I have caused those to gather around you in the cities. And they're going to rise up. Because I have put it in their heart to do that. As a river. As Yahweh calls the rivers to turn to the east, to the west, and to flow. So does he with the heart of the king. As he turns the rivers in their direction. So Yahweh turns the heart of the king to do what he wants him to do. He turned Mr. Bush's heart to be betrothed and to be made one with Babylon, that spirit. And so now we see the fullness of that power and the madness of Babylon here in this nation. And if you do some research on the kingdom of Babylon, you will see they have one of the most beautiful gardens. And they believe in beauty now. It was a very powerful kingdom. Powerful. The Medo-Persian, the Babylonian, those kingdoms, the Egyptian, very powerful kingdoms. And nothing like that Babylonian. Even the gardens of Babylon, they were known as one of the seven wonders of the world. That's how powerful they were. And America is known as the one wonder of the world, isn't she? She has united with her lover, and she's made one.
And we're going to see the madness of Babylon proliferate. And what Yahweh tries to show us what they're doing in that nation there, it is the essence of the madness of the spirit. And we're seeing the young men and women coming back, their minds, they're oppressed, they're deranged, they can't function in society. They cannot. There are tens of thousands of those women and men coming back, legs blown off, amputated. I was looking at a young woman, they both legs off, arms off as well. Come on, Yahweh never intended for that. That's a madness because she's so mad. A woman should never go to battle. How does a woman keep herself out there clean in the trenches out there? That's crazy. She should never be out there. Never. And cover herself and keep herself away from men. Not to be down in a foxhole with a man. No, that's not of Yahweh. I don't care what the military says. It's a damn perverted thing. I don't care what these liberated, what they call themselves, liberal Jezebels. That's what they are. What they've done, they've taken away the femininity of a woman. It's nothing more despicable to me than to see a woman with a pair of pants with a pistol on her side and she's walking around like she's some kind of big hound. That's despicable. It is not of Yahweh. It is an abomination. Her place is to take care of husband, to love him. When he comes home, to make things sweet for him. Come on. That's right, sisters. Make things tender for him. You sisters just don't know how to love. You've been in the region because you haven't been taught. Because you've had no elder women to teach you how to love. Love is like getting in the bed. That ain't love, all right? That don't mean nothing. Watson does that. That don't mean it's love. So you haven't been taught. And you older ones, because you don't know how to love, because you haven't been taught, because you have this emotional thing, you don't want to teach them. I'm not going to stop saying that. Yahweh just specifically command the man, love your wife now. That's all he said, man, love her. I'm telling you, love her. Now I'm telling you, you better love her. You understand that? But he tells you women, the elder women teach the young women how to love their husband, how to be chaste, how to be keepers at home. There's such a mad nation today, they don't want you to tell them that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And most women today, most mothers, they're not even mothers, really. They're just like, you know, I'm just telling you the truth. When these things out here allow their daughters to be given unto this seduction, and the spirit of this age, that ain't no mother. That ain't no mother. That's a Jezebel. That's what that is. Period. I was reading in today's paper, a boy the other day in April, he shot in the house, boom, 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 boom. He was in what they call a liquor house. And what a liquor house is, they sell illegal whiskey. They buy the whiskey on the weekend. The whiskey stores are closed at night. Friday night, they close. People that don't get by the whiskey stores, what they do, you go to a whiskey store and buy a bottle of gin, 10 a day for $3. Well, in the liquor house, they sell it for $6, $7. So they make a profit. And you go to the liquor house where they didn't pour you a shot of liquor or whiskey. And you go there and gamble and things like that. And so the other day in April, there was a boy, he had a fight with another person in the house. The madness of Babylon now. So he had a fight. He went outside. He pulls out whatever he had, and he just began to shoot in the house. Boom, 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 boom. He shot in the house. Boom, 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 boom. Well, that was a young girl in there. He killed her. Bam. Boom. He shot her dead. I was reading the girl's name. I want to find that article because I don't even know where they got the name from. Just crazy. Well, where did they come up with that? It's broken syllables of just nothing. And you wonder why they're crazy like that. It's a mad spirit because they show their madness in their names, their attitude, the way they dress. I'm just telling you, those names, they're from dungeons of darkness. They don't even make sense. They have no meaning. They have no value. And you look at that name and say, what? When I saw it, I say, man, what in the world? That girl, what was she doing in the lookouts anyway? The boy was only 19. He shot at that, boom, 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 boom. Kill her dead. May Yahweh help you. May he strengthen you all. You that are listening by the live stream, we do bless you today. I'm going to stop there. Kind of wore out somewhat. May Yahweh bless you all and strengthen you all in your walk before Yahweh and help you to continue on in this path of righteousness, because we need him above all things. You need his truth. You don't need David Roberts' truth. You need Yahweh's truth. And if it's not based upon what Scripture says, then it's wrong. We must adhere to what Scripture says. I want to tell you all, you that are listening, you that are here, I will never back down. If you want to show me in Scripture where I'm wrong, you know where my office is. You come. You show me. You show me. Show me where I'm wrong. What I'm teaching is not wrong. And I will not back down for any of you. No money can make me do that, because we don't have enough in here to do that.
It's not enough coming in here to make me do that. So I will not do that. I will stand the course. And I will speak what Scripture says. And I won't cow down. And I won't turn back either. And that's the truth. Many today have made men that had a great strength and a character, at least, that made them nothing. That made them less than men. Well, I don't see, well, Pastor, I just think you're wrong in that one. It makes no difference what you think I'm wrong. Scripture says it's right. I don't care what you think. Well, I don't see it that way. I know you don't see it that way because you're wicked and you're corrupt. It's amazing, brothers and sisters, how others don't ever see their own wickedness and their own sin. Yahweh said they corrupt them all, their own self. You corrupt your own self, but you love to blame someone else, don't you? You believe in someone else that corrupts you. You believe you're going to pay for someone else's corruption, but it's your own corruption. It's not someone else's corruption. They got enough with their own. At the first, our first mortal defense is to say because of that one. Don't children do that? That's the way you all are, like little children. I'm telling you. Little children. I'm quite sure many of your youngins, they're not hard-headed. I've seen these little boys, right? Little knucklehead ones. The little girls, too. Well, most of the little boys, they're knucklehead. They're hard-headed. Tell them to do something, you got to tell them 4 or 5 times. See, don't tell me, say, that's how Yahweh got to deal with you, because you see that in the little one, because the way you do it. That's how you are. We want someone like Benny Hinn to tell you, oh, you're blessed. Stand up to your feet. And you all go like a... That's what folks want today. The $100 million a year, that ain't bad, is it? That's a lot of money. $3,000-$4,000 a meal. Take his entourage and they sit down. I was reading the other day, they got a hamburger right there in Florida. It cost you $100 to buy a hamburger. $100? And they had the mayor of the little town eat the hamburger. And he said, boy, this is a hamburger made in heaven. I believe it was a hamburger made in this heaven. That's what he said. I'm going into the kingdom. He said, it was a hamburger made in heaven. $100 for the hamburger. Now, if they buy a bottle of that crystal, that costs, what, about $700 a bottle? That's what it... Dom Perignon? What? That's what it costs for a little bottle like that. About like that. A bottle of crystal. Nothing but what they call wine or beer. About like that. Cost you $700 a bottle. Dom Perignon, $700. Onyx costs you about $500-$600 a bottle. It's like a little bottle of one of them little slender bottles of beer. You see them, that Miller Lite stuff. That's what it costs, $700. Nobody would buy that, would they? And they buy it all the time. Multi-million-dollar conglomerate. Because people buy crystal. That's 8,900 millionaires in America, in the world today. Isn't there something called a footprint from Mexico? I couldn't believe this. 10% of the people, 10% of the people in Mexico, it's mind-boggling. 10% of the people in Mexico owns 45% of all the wealth. That's crazy. The same thing in America. Those 8,000 plus people, they own $45 trillion worth of wealth, almost half of the wealth. So that leaves the rest of the 6 million plus to try to scrape and fight for the... Honey, all your education in the world is not going to make you part of that pie. Bill Gates, he doesn't have no education. As a matter of fact, Mr. Ellis said the best thing you do, job for Apple, the best thing you do, never go to school. Not any of those men have education. Mr. Job, Mr. Ellis there in Britain, Virgin Air and all of that. And he just said he's going to give, what, $100 million to Harvard, to Yale. No education. Mr. Bill Gates, Mr. Paul Allen, Mr. Warren Buffett, he may have one. But I'm saying this, brothers and sisters, that this mindset, this the way they've twisted your mind and twisted the minds of the people, this Babel, she's a cup that Yahweh's using. She's a golden cup. And she's going to dispense unto this wicked nation. Feed her what Yahweh intends for her to be fed with. I want his truth. As David said, feed me until I want no more. Is that amazing? Because he just feed me. And the more he eats, the more he wants. He wasn't saying just feed me until I get full. He's feed me until I want no more. What this tastes like, I want it all. And you're not going to please Yahweh disobeying his truth. I want to say this, you that are listening, you that are here, Shabbat. I want to tell you, I want to warn you. His Shabbat is very valuable to him. That's why he tells you of all things to remember it. You don't serve our labor. I don't care if it's your grandmammy, your grandpappy, your daddy. I don't care if it's your dying son. You don't break the Shabbat for them. You remember the Shabbat. And you keep it Kodesh. You keep that. Don't mess with that. He said, that's mine. That's what he means. And he means what he says. He is not a man. He doesn't lie. And don't call him a liar. Because you associate him with Shatan. He was a liar from the beginning. And if Yahweh said remember his Shabbat, he means it. If he tells us to keep his Moeds, his feast days, you better keep them. He has not done away with that, brothers and sisters. This is a damnable wicked world. They keep every birthday, don't they? Every pagan day. Come on, 4th of July here in a couple of weeks. And they're going to keep that, aren't they? How many of y'all know what Juneteenth is? See, you don't even know what Juneteenth is. If anything, I wouldn't celebrate no 4th of July. Any of it. Y'all know what Juneteenth is. I would figure you know what that is. I know you know what Juneteenth is. Huh? Whereas the day is really celebrated June. You know, the old Southern Negroes, they use that word Juneteenth. It was the day that actually the emancipation, when black folks were free in America. And they celebrated every June the 18th. No, I'm not preaching no racial doctrine. I'm just letting you know that. It was a day of emancipation. Not the 4th of July, right? That's what culminated slavery in. And that's what built this place. That's what made this nation what it was. 1776, all right. We're going to put some folks under bondage. That's just the truth, brothers and sisters. We are very shallow because we get so easily upset about truth. That's just like someone said, I know I'm overweight now. I know that. I know that. You understand? Believe me, I'm overweight. I know that. It's all right if I say that. Just like, what's her name? Ann Green Gable? Ann Shirley. Yeah, Ann Shirley. She said, well, you said it about yourself all the time. She said, yeah, I know I say it. It's all right if I say it, but I don't want nobody else to say it. Are we not like that? I don't want Sister Rob to tell me I'm overweight. I don't want to hear that woman. Shut up. Get away from me. I know I'm overweight. I know I'm too big. I know that. But I don't want you to tell me. That's the way we're not that way. We got so much hypocrisy that we just don't want to be honest enough with ourselves to say we're that way. I don't want her telling me that. Now, you that old way, you get upset when someone tells you that. I know I have. Just get out of my face, woman. Just tell me that. Tell me something. Now, that's our mentality. Come on, Brother Patrick. That's the way we are. It's all right if I say I'm overweight. It's all right if I talk to Brother Charles. We talk and I say, man, I want to do this, Brother Charles. Say, well, just, you know, Brother Charles. He said, do it. Like, I said, Brother Charles, that's easy said, isn't it? Just do it. He said, just. Yeah, he can talk like that because he's not overweight. He said, just do it. I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to do it, Brother Charles. I'm just waiting for this and that. And we always wait, don't we? Come on here somehow. Oh, we're always waiting. Hallelujah. Waiting for the right time. And right now is the right time. True. Hallelujah. They'd be surprised if they come in there and hear the way we talk, wouldn't they? Huh? We do talk scripture 99.9%. Huh? That's it. We talk scripture. The brothers, that's what we talk, sisters. Period. We talk scripture. We talk what the word says. It's a continuous thing. That's it, scripture. I love to talk scripture. As a matter of fact, I get to talking too much sometimes. I just slow down, preacher. I like talking scripture. That's my strength. Every day. That's my strength. One day, Brother Josh, we were in there. He was in there. I went in, spoke to him. And we began to talk, and he looked at me. You could see the tears in his eyes. He said, Pastor Roberts, I want to tell you something. You can sense the honesty, the purity of the young man's words. He said, I want you to know I appreciate you. I said, son, can I tell you this? I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me. I appreciate your faithfulness just like you appreciate mine. I appreciate you too, son. And I do appreciate him. Young man like that? Sure I do. May Yahweh help us and bless us. Or you that are listening to this live broadcast today, and you that constantly listen, can I say this to you all? Will you all help us with a gift and an offering there? You that listen all day, every day, I receive your letters. I would believe that Yahweh will move upon your heart to send a gift and an offering to sustain the work, to help us as we upgrade things. So we ask you on this week, allow Yahweh to lead you to help the work here. You can make your check of money order, and we get both kinds, even cash. You can make it out to Yahweh's congregation. Do make it out to Yahweh's congregation. And mail it to 717. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R, S-O-N, South Carolina, You can look on our Way Up page because you were there. Do send a gift on this week to help us to sustain the work there. You that are faithful, we bless you all for your tremendous gifts every week. You that send those gifts faithfully, we bless you and we thank you. There are those that are consistently. There's a brother there in New York, brother there in North Carolina. They consistently. A brother there in New York, he sends tremendous offerings all the time when he sends. So we bless you all and we thank you for all that you have given to help us in this work. Let us stand to our feet as we sing our song, Pastor Brown's song, Hallelujah Way. Every heart.
So let there be love shared among us.
Let there be our love. We do greet you all. Wherever you're listening, Brother Nathan, you and all the brothers, we greet you. Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, Brother James, you and your wife, Teresa. We greet you, Brother James, there in New York. All of you that are listening, Sister Tucker and all. You that are listening, Brother Irvin there in Tennessee. And Sister Pamela, all of you all that are listening, we bless you all today. Thank you.
We love that it is real, so let there be love shared among us. Let
come on and grab your neighbor's hand.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be a love in our lives.
We bless you, Brother Jerry, down there in Dallas, Texas. You and your wife, those that are with you.
In this house goes us your way to arise. Give us a fresh understanding. Brotherly love that is real, so let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on and look at your neighbor, look your neighbor in the eyes.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be a love in our lives. Bring out your love, sweep my house. Cause us your way to arise. Give us a friend. Understanding a brotherly love that is real, so let there be love shared among us. Let there be as love.
Come on, one more chorus.
So let there be love shared. In among us, let there be a love in our lives. May now your love sweep this house. Cause us your way to arrive. Give us a friend. Understanding a brotherly love that is real, so let there be love shared among us. Let there be a love.
For thy name is great and mighty. For there is no other name as precious is the name of Yahweh. that on this Shabbat as we gather in this Beit, the tabernacle of the great King, we bless you today and we thank you for all that you have done, for your simple truth of correction, for warning, for esteeming and exaltation. We do pray that every heart will hear and receive, and that their understanding, they may shema your truth, Yahweh, and that their eyes may be open with great delights. So bless the hearers today, strengthen them, your people throughout the nation of the world, the Shalom of Jerusalem, everyone that joined in with us today, bless them mightily and strengthen them. We bless you for all things. We thank you. Let this Shabbat be one of great rest and comfort as we take great delight in the hope of the kingdom and the imminent return of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you. And when all things shall be put under your authority and your control, you, Yahweh, reign preeminent. In Yahshua's mighty name, we bless you and we thank you. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.